prosecution offer of leniency. So we acknowledge that it can be both, but it has to be a threat or an inducement of some concrete government action, not just a more government speech.
And hypothetically, and I'm not saying this happened here, but would a threat or an inducement with respect to any trust actions qualify as coercion?
Sure.
And a threat or an inducement with respect to Section 230 qualify?
So I think that one's harder for two reasons. One is that these are executive branch officials who don't have the ability to unilaterally enact 230 reform. I think the question
is... But they have a power to influence that.
But the question is...
Would that be enough to say we're going to, if you don't do X, we are going to change our position on Section 230.
So potentially yes as to legislation. 230, if I could just get this out though, I think
sure.
is different because 230 is about content moderation. It's about this very issue. And I think a government official has to be able to say, I support Section 230 reform because I'm concerned about these things. And also in the meantime, I think platforms should be doing better.
I understand that. But in terms of advocating for change of Section 230, that could be coercion in your view.
If it were framed as a threat, our position
and
wasn't done
here. And how about saying you're killing people? Could that be coercion in some circumstances? That if you don't change your moderation policies, you're responsible for killing people.
So I think that one is much harder. That's a statement that President Biden made off the cuff.
I'm not talking about the context specific issues, and I understand you have arguments there. But could that, in some circumstances, an accusation by a government official that unless you change your policies, you're responsible for killing people. Could that be coercion?
So I find it hard to imagine a situation where that sort of public statement could be. I'll acknowledge, as you say, context matters a ton, and so I don't want to say it's impossible. All I'm saying is it didn't happen here. The president said this to the public in the middle of a pandemic, and then 3 days later, I think this is important, he clarified. He said, I'm not saying Facebook is killing people. I'm saying the people spreading misinformation are. And when he was asked, will you hold the platforms accountable? He was explicitly asked this. Will you hold them accountable if they don't do better? He said, I'm not looking to hold anyone accountable. I just want everyone to look in their mirror and look in the mirror and imagine what would happen if this misinformation was going to their loved ones. I think it's clear that this was exhortation, not a threat.
That is Brian Fletcher, along with Justice Gorsuch. Simply put, they're arguing about the federal government and social media content moderation. Oral arguments. It's officially Murthy v. Missouri. Stay where you are. We got a whole bunch to do. We'll go to the audio sound bites, by the way, coming up in our next segment. Those of you that missed some of the big stuff on some of the Sunday chat shows, as they refer to them in England, the chat shows, we'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
For the third straight year, UNLV women's basketball is heading to the NC2A tournament. The Lady Rebels finished with an overall record of 30-2 after winning the Mountain West Championship tournament last week. They're heading to Los Angeles as a number 10 seed to take on number 7 Creighton on Saturday. The Golden Knights picked up a needed win yesterday, trailing 1-0 early in the third. VGK responded with 3 unanswered goals to down the New Jersey Devils 3-1. The Knights will be home all week with 3 games. The first is tomorrow night against the Tampa Bay Lightning, 7 o'clock faceoff. At a Laker game tonight, they take on the Atlanta Hawks in L.A. You can catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb. Coverage starts at 7:15.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. When choosing a lawyer after a car wreck, you need to consider the law firm's experience, results, and reputation. Lerner & Rowe stands above other law firms when it comes to experience and results, helping over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars. When it comes to reputation, we have thousands of five-star reviews. Call us today and let us put our experience, proven results, and reputation to work for you. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
670 KMZQ presents At the Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right. Well, here's some good news through the resort corridor. That accident that was on I-15 southbound after Sahara was in the middle lane. It's all out of the travel lanes now, but the damage is done, so you're still taking some time to recover. But good news is all lanes open now. Again, on 15 southbound after Sahara, no other accidents being reported on the freeways. Got a west side wreck, though, at Tropicana and Torrey Pines, and also still working one on North Las Vegas Boulevard at Washington. Weather-wise, should be a really nice-looking day today with afternoon temperatures in the low 70s, 52 degrees right now. And we'll have winds, though, gusting up to 25 miles per hour still. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is something that we see all the time. We see it on a regular basis. The fact is that people on the left in Ohio, there's gonna be an election coming up tomorrow in Ohio, a U.S. Senate race that is going to be hotly contested. But what is interesting is when the left tries to take down anybody, U.S. Senate candidate, House race, whatever, it's amazing when this happens. Donald J. Trump was out on the stump in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday and said that the left is trying to take down Bernie Moreno, who is the U.S. Senate candidate there. Listen to this. This is cut number 3. Go.
They're doing a number on him just like they've done on everybody else. That's all they do. Disinformation and misinformation. They're masters at it. They lie. They cheat. These people, they lie. They cheat. They make up fake stories like Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, they made up the Russia, Russia, Russia story. Then I won that. No collusion. After 18 angry Democrats said there was no collusion. They didn't have anything. They went through millions of phone calls, not one call to Russia. It was a fake deal made up by Crooked Hillary for losing. Although I don't call it crooked anymore. I've reversed it, right? No, it was made up by Hillary Clinton. And how about this guy? He may end up being a United States Senator, right? Shifty Adam Schiff. Think of it. Can you believe it? He may end up being a senator. This is one of the most dishonest human beings. He made up my conversation that I had with the president of Ukraine. He made up the conversation. He said there were seven times quid pro quo. Remember that? Quid pro quo. Seven times. Now, think of it. That means you've threatened somebody seven times. I want money. I want this. And then you say it again. I want money. I never spoke to the guy. He would think I'm a total lunatic, okay? But he said seven times he asked, and he made the speech in Congress. I said, good, I'll sue this guy. Then I learned you can't sue any congressman because they have total immunity. If they say, they can say whatever they want in Congress. But here's what they didn't know. The phone call, because it was a White House call, and for some reason, it happened to be on tape. So I let them go more and more. The stories got wilder and wilder. Then we released the tape. And Nancy Pelosi, who's major sleaze, by the way, a major sleaze, Nancy Pelosi, she said to her people, what the hell did you get me into? You hear this call? He didn't do any of this stuff. And you know what they said? Let's just pretend he did and keep going forward. That's how that whole thing came. So she knew it was false because she heard it. But I will tell you this. After they made up the story and then after that they heard the tape, they died. They didn't know that phone call was taped. That was one good case of a phone call being taped. And they were taped and they got caught. And you know what they do? They took 2 weeks off and then they said, Ukraine, Ukraine. They went into a new scandal. They do it. These are bad people. These are sick people. And they're doing it here, too. They're doing it to a very good man. And we can't let it happen. I said on the plane, I'm not going to talk about it. I won't talk about it. But I didn't know I wouldn't have teleprompters. I have nothing else to talk about, to be honest. I have nothing else to talk about. But you just have to remember, these are disinformation and misinformation, slightly different. I won't go into the difference, but there is a slight difference. And they're masters at lying, essentially. And they make up stories about people. They made up many about me, and I fought them off. I want to tell you, if anybody else were the nominee, they would have done the same thing to them, and they wouldn't have been able to take it.
There you have it, Donald J. Trump, Saturday in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, windy Dayton, Ohio. They screwed up the teleprompter system, so most of that speech was off of the prompter. It was just winging it. And he did 90 solid minutes. 90 minutes. Can you imagine what would have happened if Joe Biden... Here in Nevada, today and tomorrow, if somehow his teleprompters had gone out, could he have done 90 minutes? I don't think so. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, all the biggest news from over the weekend. Abigail Schreier, author of Bad Therapy, Why the Kids Aren't Growing Up, will join us.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The question always comes up, where to take your vehicle for reliable and trustworthy service. Whether it's repair or just maintenance, I know just the place. Meineke Car Care. Meineke Car Care is your one-stop shop for total car care. They handle engines, brakes, oil, tires, and yeah, they do mufflers too. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. That's why I trust them to handle the maintenance of my personal vehicle. Meineke prides itself on providing exceptional customer service. Go visit Meineke.com for a location near you and schedule your appointment today. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walks further down the street with the people way down low.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right, two musical icons, Frank Sinatra and Barbra Streisand, come to the Aliante Hotel and Casino, two nights only, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together, you gotta see it. Advance tickets on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. I promised I'd let you hear more of this week with the House Oversight Committee. Let's go to Cut 5. This is James Comer. He's the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. Is Joe Biden implicated in Hunter Biden's investigation? Listen to this.
Well, look, the White House wants this impeachment inquiry shut down. They say after Mr. Smirnoff was indicted, it's clear that this whole thing is Russian disinformation. They're not buying it, and they want the coverage and the investigation stopped altogether. So tell us right here, right now, do you feel you have evidence to tell us, to share with us, that Joe Biden, President Biden, actually benefited from this influence peddling scheme that you're referring to?
Absolutely. Joe Biden got two payments. We've already disclosed that came from Jim Biden as a result of the influence peddling schemes. Now, the White House and the media try to claim those were loans. Okay, let's say they were loans. They weren't, but let's say they were. For the sake of argument, Jim Biden never could have paid that $250,000 back to Joe were it not for the influence peddling schemes. The one with AmeriCorps Health that netted $200,000 to Joe Biden, and the one from China that netted $40,000 to Joe Biden. So Joe Biden benefited to the tune of $250,000. We've proven that Joe Biden lied over a dozen times. He said he never met with any of these people that were wiring his family money. We've proven he met with just about every one of them. He either met with them for dinner or he spoke to them multiple times on the phone. That is a blatant lie by Joe Biden. Joe Biden said his family never got money from China. We've proven they got $8 million from China, from the Chinese Communist Party-linked entity CEFC. The list goes on and on and on, Maria. There's a lot of evidence here. We heard from Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, the IRS whistleblowers, that talked about the crimes they were wanting to charge the Bidens with. These are the top two IRS investigators in the International Tax Crimes Division. So the evidence is overwhelming. Just because the media and the White House want to indoctrinate America and say there's no evidence, that doesn't change the fact that there's a lot of evidence of criminal wrongdoing by the Biden family.
Congressman, we are trying to connect the dots here to the national security threat. We talk about and focus on national security largely on this program. And I know you're doing a whole of government investigation into the response to the aggression coming out of communist China. I'm wondering what Joe Biden did to actually get paid, if this story is true, and if, in fact, he's made policy decisions in response to accepting money from places like communist China. Is that part of your investigation? Tell me about this probe into the response to communist China.
China's our biggest threat. There's no question about that. I think even liberal Democrats would admit to that. Not only are they a national security threat, they're stealing our intellectual property, our patents, all of our research and development that American companies invest trillions of dollars in. China's stealing that. Joe Biden is not tough on China. In fact, I would go further. He has a China first, America last policy on a lot of things. Is this because his family took $8 million from China? We're already seeing the instance of Patrick Ho, who is the number two guy at CEFC, who is indicted and incarcerated in the Southern District of New York for bribing foreign officials. He paid Hunter Biden $1 million to be his lawyer. Hunter Biden wasn't even licensed to practice law in New York. Now he wants his money back. The Chinese, are they holding things over Joe Biden's head? This is serious national security concerns that we have. Mm. We found that Joe Biden hasn't been truthful about meeting with these people affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party that were paying his family millions of dollars. And we think that America's on the wrong path with respect to China policy. So our committee's going to delve into that. We're going to take information that we've learned, that people like Peter Schweitzer have uncovered, and we're going to try to go further and use our subpoena power to get results.
James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee. This is a big week for his committee. And he said during that interview with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures that he thinks that Hunter Biden might show up for his public hearing. He has said he's not going to show, but James Comer says if you look at history, chances are he might just show up. Wouldn't that be spectacular? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
There's no better place to purchase a home, lay down roots, and start building equity than right here in Nevada. And when it comes to affording a mortgage, One Nevada Credit Union is here to help, with lending decisions happening locally. And if you hate fees, you'll love One Nevada, because right now appraisal fees are being waived up to $550. Dream, loan, own at One Nevada Credit Union. Visit onenevada.org to apply. Equal housing lender. Restrictions apply. Membership required. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money.
It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So just why is President Joe Biden coming to Nevada, both northern and southern, crossing 2 days, two different days? Why is he coming to Nevada? He must know something that the rest of us also know, and that is that this is a battleground state. We've got an election coming up November 5th for the presidency of the United States, and that essentially this is another, along with Arizona. In fact, he's going to go on Tuesday also to Arizona and do an appearance there. The fact is, he knows that he is down, and I've seen some polling that show him down when you add the third-party candidates, down 10 points to Donald J. Trump. 10 points. Another poll, a private poll, hasn't been out, shows the current president down 15 points. Is this desperation time for the Biden campaign here in Nevada? We'll talk about that. Stay where you are. Coming up, Michael Schaus, political columnist and founder of SchausCreative.com. All that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt,
and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.